Be'ezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Lamed Vav in Maseches Brachos, the 35th daf in Shas. Perikates and Varchin really catapults us and Daf Yomi into the intense dapim, and we had left off on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, 20 lines from the bottom describing the halacha in regards to Yayin. The Mishnah tells us, 3 lines from the top of Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, that wine, of course, has a unique bracha of borei pri hafen. Asks the Gemara, Mishna Yayin, why is it that wine is different than other things? Most fruits, and possibly the derivatives, we'll have to discuss in the sugya may peros, that sometimes the bracha is only shahakol, but their derivatives get, at most, a borei pri ha'etz. The vine itself, the bracha one we make on it, is borei pri ha'etz. Why is it that when it comes to wine, that it gets a separate bracha? Says the Gemara, that because the wine is an improvement over grapes, just think about how much does a bottle of wine cost in a store, how much do grapes cost in a store, that wine is worth more. So therefore, the bracha has changed, and it's elevated to the bracha of borei pri ha'gafen. Varei shemen, dishtani li luye, v'lo ishtani lebracha. Yet when it comes to oil, oil is a derivative of the olive, yet, nevertheless, it doesn't get its own bracha. How do we know this? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, v'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, shemen zayis mevarchin alav borei pri ha'etz. When it comes to oil, then the bracha is borei pri ha'etz. So why is it that when it comes to wine, there's a bracha borei pri ha'gafen? So what asks the Gemara, why is it when it comes to shemen, oil, you don't get a separate bracha? Says the Gemara, Amri, Hasam, over there, Mishum Delo Efsher, because there's no bracha to make. Why is there no bracha? Why can't you say Borei Pri HaZayis? Hechi Nivarech. Nivarech, Borei Pri HaZayis, Pire Gufa, Zayis Ikri. If you're going to make the bracha of Borei Pri HaZayis, the Gemara says, as Rashi explains, that's going to be a redundant bracha. Why? Because the fruit itself is called a Zayis. In other words, when you're saying Borei Pri HaZayis, you're saying Borei Pri HaPri. In contrast to when it comes to HaGafen, so there you're saying Borei Pri, you're talking about the Pri, HaGafen. Gafen is the vine of the tree, and the grapes are the Pri HaGafen. But when it comes to Zayis, it's like saying Borei Pri HaPri. Pira gufa zayis ikri. Says the Gemara, v'nevarech alea borei pri ezayis. But why do you make the bracha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the fruit of the wood, of the tree of ezayis. So that is really not enough of a rejection. El Amar Mar Zutra, rather Mar Zutra says, chamra, wine, zayin, that satiates, mishcha, oil, lo zayin. Doesn't satiate. Asks the Gemara, Mishka lo zayin, does oil not satiate? V'atnan, didn't we learn? I know they're minamazon. If someone says they're not going to eat food, mutar b'mayim u'b'melach, he's allowed to have water and salt. V'avinim ba, and we wondered and pointed out, mayim u'melach u'delo ikrim, mazon, it's not called food, hakol mili ikrim mazon. But everything else is considered food. The Gemara goes off on a tangent analyzing what is considered food and what is appropriate that's called mazon to get a borei mine mazonos, and we will come back to the analysis of the olive oil and the wine. Says the Gemara, we just got through saying that everything else is considered mazon except for water and salt. Name it after Jifta Rav Shmuel. Maybe this is a question of Rav and Shmuel. Damri aim of Archim borei mine mazonos. Ela behe minim bilvad. That the only time you make a barmini mizonos are on the 5 grains. That's how we paskin. And to answer that question, va'omer Ravuna Natsugya said, va'omer kol azonolai, that he said anything that satiates is going to be usher for me. So if he says kol azon, so then in such a case, everything is on, satiates except for water and salt. Now, the Gemara returns back to our question, to our sugya. Over there, you get a mazonos on 5 types of grain. If you say kol hazonolai, that's not only talking about the five types of grain, it's talking about all things that satiate, except for wine and salt. Alma, says the Gemara, mishcha zayin. We see from here that oil does satiate. And why did we just get through saying that the reason why you only have a special bracha for wine is because wine satiates? Ella, says the Gemara, you got to give a different pshat. Chamra, sa'id. Umashche, lo sa'id. Wine sustains a person. And oil does not sustain a person. Oil is different. When a person drinks wine, they feel sustained, or for that matter, the word that we had used before was appropriate, satiated. Maybe we could differentiate and be more precise in the language that we had used. Zan would be nutritious and provide some calories into the person. Sa'id means more than that. Not only does it provide calories to the person, but rather it also sustains him, or possibly we could even use the word that we had used before for Zan, that it satiates the person. The person feels, to keep things as clear as possible, let's say person feels sustained. Says the Gemara, v'chamra misa'id, does wine really make the person feel sustained? V'arav avashasri chamri kol mali yom de pischa. Rava used to drink wine all of Erev Pesach, in order that he should become hungry. So we see the opposite, that it doesn't sustain, it makes the person more hungry. Says the Gemara on the last narrow line, Kfeitu vagar, a lot of wine gives a person appetite. Porta, a little bit sa'id, sustains the person. Asks the Gemara, Misa'id cloud, does it sustain at all? V'oksiv v'yayin yismach levav enosh, v'echem levav enosh, Yisad. The Pasuk in Tehillim describes wine as causing someone to rejoice and bread as causing a person to be so'ud, to be sustained. Nahamu hu desod, chamra lo sod? Question mark. So we just got through saying that yayin is sod, it's not true. So here the Gemara gives us the rule. L'chamra is beitarti. Wine has two things. Sod u'samech. It both sustains and it causes a person joy. Nahama misit sa'id smuche lo misameach. And when the Gemara says it sa'id bread and wine is not, it means that bread is only sa'id. That's its whole purpose. Wine does both. Okay, so what emerges from our maskanas ha-Gemara is the reason why wine gets a separate bracha is because it both sustains and it causes people to become happy. There is a big discussion in the Achronim that Rashi, in the beginning of our Perek, on the Mishnah said that Yayin was different because it's Choshuv. Our Gemara ultimately concludes that the reason why it gets separate bracha is because it's both Sa'id and Misameach. Maybe we could say simply that what Rashi means, it's Choshuv because it's both Sa'id and Misameach. Two lines into the wide on the Hamad base, Yahachi Nivarech Alah Shalish Brachas, asks the Gemara, but maybe you should make full three brachos on wine because both saw the sameach. And says the Gemara, lo kavi inish inshi suda sayu lavai. People aren't kovei suuda and don't make a whole suda out of wine. Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rava ikavel a suda say mai. But what if he does make a whole suda out of it? Amalei kishiyavo Eliyahu v'yomer yavik v'yasa. If Eliyahu comes and says that's considered kfiyas, then he would. But right now, we look at the phenomenon that most people aren't koveya. Hence, he would not make a bracha of three brachos, achrona, like benching, if he is koveya on it, until Eliyahu comes along. Up until then, we say he's bottled his das to the majority of people and not koveya sudan. Gemara continues. Six lines from the bottom of Lamed Hey Amidays. Gufam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel V'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan. Shem and Zayis Mevarchim Alav Barei Priya Eitz. The opinion of Rav Yochanan is that when it comes to oil, you make a Barei Priya Eitz. The Gemara continues seven lines from the bottom of Lamed Hey Amidays. Gufam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. If a person imbibes, and we will discuss what exactly it means to imbibe, if a person, let's now use a simpler word, drinks olive oil, in such case it makes varach pri'eitz. Says the Gemara, if we're going to say that he drank it, izuke mazikle. Oil, olive oil, damages you if you drink it. Disani, as we learn in the Braisa, shoyse shem shel truma. If someone drinks the oil of truma, of course, truma has to be eaten in an appropriate manner by the Kohen. And the inverse of that is that if chas v'chalila Israel eats the truma, then if he eats it b'shogeg, he has to pay its keren, the principal value, as well as the chomesh, a fifth. If Yisrael does not eat it in its normal manner, so then in such a case, he doesn't pay a fifth. Disanya, we learn in the Braisa, ha'shoyis Hashem shel truma mishalim es ha'keren ve'eina mishalim es ha'chomesh. If the Yisrael ate it, he doesn't pay a chomesh because it's the abnormal way of imbibing it. Hasach shem shel truma mishalim es ha'keren mishalim es ha'chomesh. But if he imbibes it in a different manner by rubbing it on his body, so then in such a case, that's the way in which the olive oil is normally used, and in such a case, then he would be chaytzei chomesh. What emerges? What emerges is that the derech of shemen zayis is not to drink it. If that's so, so then it wouldn't get a bar pri eitz. If a person eats something shloka derech achilaso, then in such a case, it does not get its prototypical bracha. Says the Gemara, El dekocha le'ali de'apas. It must be that he ate the oil with bread. Asks the Gemara, but then it also wouldn't get a separate bracha. He ache havele pas ikur v'hu tofel. Utna zeh klal, there's a Mishnah later on, kol shu ikur v'imo tfeilo, mevarech ale ikur v'poter es ha'tfeilo. Whenever you have the primary ingredient, the secondary ingredient, so then in such a case, the bracha follows the primary ingredient. So here the bracha will be a bracha of hamotzi on the pas, but not a bracha on the olive oil. So we still haven't constructed a case where you would make a bar priya on oil. Says the Gemara, last line on Laman Hambez, El de kashasi le ayide anigron. Must be that he drank it with beetroots. Da amar Rav bar Shmuel anigron maya de silka anisigron maya. Some read achisigron maya de kule shalki. Rav bar Shmuel taught that there are two different types of things. There's anigron, that is the water of beets. Achsigron is water that is used when it is cooked with all different types of vegetables. Anigron was a potion that had water mixed with beets and oil. In contrast to the other potion that's mentioned, achsigron, so that was boiled vegetables. Point being, is here is an example where an individual imbibes olive oil. Says the Gemara, I'm still not satisfied. The top of Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, Im kein havele anigron ikur v'shemen tafel. But again, the beets are the ikur, and the shemen is only the tafel. Utnanim, we learned that, klal kol shu ikur v'imo tfeilo, mevarech ala ikur v'poter es ha'tfeilo. So the bracha should be on beets and not on the oil. Answers the Gemara, Hachmai skin b'choshish b'grono. We're talking about a case where the individual's throat is bothering him. Disanya, as we learned in a brisa, Hachoshish b'grono lo yarenu b'shem in tchil b'shabbos. We find in Hilchos Shabbos, the halacha is that a person should not gargle with oil, aval nosen shem in harbel toch anigron uboleya, but if he drinks an anigron portion, then it won't be prohibited as refuah on Shabbos, because anigron is also a power drink. What do we see from here? We see from here that there are times that a person drinks an anigron for the shemen when throat is bothering them. So what do we see? What we see is that there are times that the oil is going to be prominent when one's throat is bothering. Says the Gemara, Pshita, in Hilchos Shabbos, we would say that that was Pashut. Mao de same akim l'refuah kamachav lo l'varech l'klal. Says the Gemara, but you might have asked that when it comes to at the end of the day, he's drinking it for refuah, so that maybe in such a case, it doesn't get a bracha. Kamash v'lah, no, the chidush is, kivin d'islei hana'a mineh, since he has hana'a from the drink, boi bruche, then in such a case, you need to make a bracha. Taisus the Dibra Maskel Kivan extends this Gemara to other instances as well, that a person drinks something for refuah, if it's bad taste, then you don't make a bracha. However, if he has hana, aside from the refuah, in such a case, you do make a bracha. This would apply even today for medicines and the like. That if you have hana, if it's a good tasting throat syrup, so then in such a case, then you would make a bracha. Gemara continues 10 lines on the top. Kimcha dechita. The grain, or the flour, even better translated, of wheat. What bracha do you make on? Rav Yehuda Amar Bar Pri Adama, Rav Nachman Amar Shahakol Nia Bedvaro. If a person imbibes flour, Rav Yehuda says that he makes a Adama, Rav Nachman says a Shahakol. Amale Rav Lar Rav Nachman, Rava said to Rav Nachman, who said it's a Shahakol, Lo Tifla Gala de Rav Yehuda. Do not disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, Kaima Kavasei, because Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel also agree with them, with him. Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Vechenam Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Zayt, Svarachan, Lav, Bor, Priyetz. Alma, Afal Gav, De Ishtani, Bimilse, Koi, Hachinami, Afal Gav, De Ishtani, Bimilse, Koi. Just like when it comes to olive oil, that even though it is no longer a physical pre, and it's been changed, it retains the bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz. So too, when it comes to the grain, it retains its original bracha of Borei Pri Adama. Rashi explains that we're going to have later on that if someone is koiseis chita, he chews on grain, in such a case, the bracha is Borei Pri Ha'adama. If that's so, so then even though it's been changed, it's been ground down into flour, nevertheless, it should get a Borei Pri Ha'adama, just like olives that have been changed into oil. Says the Gemara, mean dummy, no, you can't compare it to olive oil. Hasam lesle iluye chrina. When it comes to olive oil, there's nothing better than olive oil itself, when we're talking about the product of an olive. So then, in such a case, it retains its ideal bracha Borei Pri Ha'etz. Hacha, however, when it comes to grain, islei luya achrina bepas, a wheat stalk, its improvement is to turn into bread. And therefore, if you do not turn it into bread, explains Rashi, then it loses its identity as a fruit, and also, it's not considered derech achila. One needs to discuss bi'iyun why Rashi gives two explanations, but either way, take a look at the Merom Esad and the Shurim of Rav Soloveitchik. Either way, the Gemara is saying, according to Rashi, a double distinction. Number one, it's not a fruit when it's ground down. It loses its identity of fruit and it's no longer considered a derech achila. V'chi isle iluye achrina loma varchen ala bara priyadama ela shahakol. And since it doesn't have an added improvement in turning into bread, and you've just decomposed it from a wheat stalk into flour, then in such a case it loses its bar priyadama because it's not a fruit, and now it gets a shahakol. Va'amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel. How could you say that if there is no improvement on the flour, so then in such a case you only make a bracha of a shahakol? But didn't Rabbi Zeira say in the name of Rav Nasa, say in the name of Shmuel, Ikra Chaya, raw cabbage, Vikimcha de Sa'ari, and ground barley? Notice, only ground barley is mentioned over here, not ground wheat. Mevarchin alayu shakol niyabidvaro. Get the bracha of shahakol. My lav, dechiti, bachiti, bar priyadama. Get the bracha bar priyadama. Says the Gemara, lo, no, dechiti nami shakol niyabidvaro. Really, wheat also gets a shahakol. Asks the Gemara, then why did Rav Masna choose to mention ground barley, not ground wheat? It should have been the opposite. V'lishamina dechiti, we should say that the bracha on wheat is a shahakol. V'kol shekein, ground wheat, is a shahakol. V'kol shekein desari, and certainly ground barley. Says the Gemara, Yashmin dechiti, if it had only said chita, hava mina hani mili dechiti. Aval de sa'ari lo levarech ala klal. When it comes to ground barley, since it's not generally eaten, it should not get a bracha at all. Kamash olan is coming to tell us that it gets still a shahakal. Ask the Gemara, would you ever think that ground barley should not get a bracha at all? Umigara mi melech vizamis. Is it worse than salt and a salt derivative, the snan al melech vizamis omer shahakal niyeh bidvaro? The Gemara says, yes, itzrich. We need it. Salkadaita chamina, melech vizamis avid inish deshadi lipume. That people put salt and its derivative into their mouths. Avokimcha desari, halvikakashal kukuyani. Since it is not good for the digestive system, lo levarech alakal. Kamash malon, the dish is, kivan de islay no amine boi bruche. Since a person gets anah from it, he needs to make a bracha. Kukiyani, Rashi explains, is that it runs the risk of bringing parasites into the body. The Farshim ask a good question that our Gemara said that since you're having hana from the ground barley, even though it can be mazik the body, in such a case it gets a bracha. Yet, on the bottom of Lamed Hei Amud Beis, we had seen that if someone drinks oil raw, since it's mazik the guf, it does not get a bracha. So why is it that over here, it's considered hanan gets a bracha? There are some beautiful distinction in the Achronim. See the Divrei David, Rashi carefully by us, and take a look in the Achronim that discuss this question. We continue on with the Daf Yomi, four lines into wide. Korah. Korah is a part of the palm tree that starts off as a soft extension of the tree, which could be eaten, and then it becomes hardened like wood itself. The best example of that today, which some poskim discuss, halacha lemaisa, whether the rules of this food is similar to korah, is bamboo shoots. Bamboo shoots are eaten today in salads, yet if you leave those bamboo shoots to grow, they can harden as well. And here we have the following shada when it comes to korah. On the one hand, it is eaten as a vegetable when soft. On the other hand, it will become hard. Korah, Rav Yehuda amar bar pri adama, Ushmuel amar shachon miyadvar. Rav Yehuda amar bar pri adama, piru. Rav Yehuda says, it's a fruit that's from the ground, gets adama. Shmuel amar shakol yivadvar hol v'sofa lahakshas. Shmuel says it gets a shakol because ultimately it's going to get hard. Amalei Shmuel the Rav Yehuda shinna sharp on kavasach mistavra. It's logical, like you who says the bracha is adama. That's known sofa lahakshas. When it comes to radish, a radish ultimately becomes hard. Yet nevertheless, mevarchin aleha bore pri adama. It gets a borer priyadama. So we see the fact that ultimately it's going to turn into an eitz itself doesn't lower its bracha. Interestingly, there's something very beautiful here. Shanstein Gemara points out that Shmuel was a Rebbe of Rav Yehuda, and Shmuel used to praise Rav Yehuda. Sometimes Rav Yehuda, Shmuel felt, would best him in discussions in halacha, and he would compliment him and accept his statement. Here he says, shinana, sharp one, and he accepts the argument that Rav Yehuda had made, but ultimately the Gemara defends the position of Shmuel. Velohi, no, it's not a full raya. Tznon, when it comes to radish, not the inish, adaita, dipug. People's intention is to eat it when it's a pugla, when it is raw. So therefore, since it was your intention when you planted it, then it gets a bari pri adama. Dikla, when it comes to the palm tree, lo not the inish adaita de korah. People don't plant it for the korah. They plant it for the dates. And therefore, v'chol hecha de lo not the inish adaita de achi lo mevarchin aleha. If that's so, then it doesn't get its bracha. Rather, it will only get a shahakal. The Gemara now asks a question from a famous plant that has quite a few different parts to it, which we will delineate in a moment in the Gemara. great tzlaf. When it comes to the plant of tzlaf, the nati inish adaita de pircha, that people plant it for its flowers, yet it also has fruit as well. Utnan, and we learned, almine nitzpa ala olim valatzmaros, omer bor pri adama. When it comes to its leaves, and for lack of a better term, its dates, which are not its primary fruit, so there the bracha is bor pri adama. Valavionos v'al hakefrisin. Avionos is the flower that flowers from the tzlaf, that it's primary fruit, and the kafrisin are the shells that surround the primary fruit of the avionos. Omer bor pri ha'etz. On those he says bor pri ha'etz. What do we see? We see from here that even though the tzlaf is planted for the pircha, and it's not planted for the tzmaros, yet the tzmaros get a bor pri adama and not a shahakel. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak differentiates tzlaf, not the inshi adaita to shusa. When it comes to tzlaf, people plant it to eat from that which is going to be cut off from it, its offspring. Dikla lo not the inshi adaita to kara. They don't even think about the kara. It's a tangential thing. The tamarim are one of the byproducts that people think about. Even though the primary thing is the pircha, nevertheless they think of that byproduct as well. Hence it gets a bar pri adama. And the Gemara concludes, v'afagav dekalsi Shmuel Rav Yehuda, even though Shmuel praised his Talmud Rav Yehuda, hilchasa kavase de Shmuel, we paskin like Shmuel. The Gemara continues 20 lines on the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Av shel arla bechutz laaretz zorek es avyonos va'oichel es hakafrisin. In chutz laaretz, where there isn't a chiyuv of arla, which is explicit in the psukim, the pasuk tells us in parashas kedoshim v'chisa vayu el aretz unetatem kol eitz machal varlartem arlasa es pir yashol shalim yilecha reilim lo yachel. The literal pasuk tells us only when it's an Eretz Yisrael. However, the Gemara Kedusha on Lamed Vav and Beis Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that there's a halacha l'moshe misinai of arla in Chutz Laaretz. Says the Gemara, therefore, if one is in Chutz Laaretz, so then in such a case, you can still eat the kafrisin because it's not the primary fruit. Lim Memra, says the Gemara, are you saying that Vionas pri the kafrisin la pri, that the kafrisin is not considered fruit? Uriminu al mine nitzpa la olival tmaros, omer bar pri adama val, Vionas al kafrisin, bar pri aetz. We see that when it comes to the kafrisin as well, which we translated as the outer shell of the fruit, you get a bar pri aetz, so it is called a fruit. So how can you be makel on arlen chutzars? Answer the Gemara, Huda omer krebi Akiva. This statement of Rabbi Huda omer Rav is following Rabbi Akiva. The Snan, as we learned in a Mishnah in Maestris, Perek Dalet, Slav, Misaser, Tzmaros, Vavionis, Vekafrisin, that you have to take off Maeser on the date, the primary Vavionis, as well as the Kafrisin, the Vavionis are the prach, the actual flower itself, as well as the shell. Rabbi Akiva, I'm Amos Asol, Vavionis, Bovad. Rabbi Akiva says you only take off Maesers from the fruit itself, and Bnei Shu Pri. That is the opinion that Rav Yehuda Marav was going with. Rav Yehuda Marav was saying that in Chutz Laaretz, we could follow this opinion of Rabbi Akiva. V'neima halachik Rabbi Akiva. Why don't we just simply say that halachik Rabbi Akiva? Why do Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel have to say, B'chutz Laaretz Zarek is a verbus? Just say, we follow Rabbi Akiva. Iyamar halachik Rabbi Akiva, have emina afilu ba'aretz. I would have thought that even in Eretz Yisrael, all you have to do is be makbid on Arla when it comes to Avionos, but not on the Kafrisim and the Tamaros. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is a no. We are evoking a very important rule. Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamosa B'Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Akiva is the Mekel. You could follow him in Chutz La'aretz. Ala Ba'aretz Lo, but you cannot follow him in Eretz Yisrael. There is a lot of Lamdus, which I discussed, which is written, I wrote up in Kedushin on Daf Gimel. Why it is, the halach l'moshe misinai is a daraisa. So why is it all of a sudden that if we have halach l'moshe misinai, we're going to be makel in chutz la'aretz? At the end of the day, halach l'moshe misinai is also a daraisa. So how could you just say safek l'kula? There is a cryptic answer in the Ran and Kedusha and Daf Lamed Zayin and the Gedolei Achronim elaborate on this as well. 10 lines from the bottom. V'neima halacha k'Rabbi Akiva b'chutzaris, v'kala meikla baris halchemosu chutzaris. Why don't we just spell out that we're following Rabbi Akiva in chutzaris because kala meikla baris halchemosu chutzaris. Says Gemara, Iyam Rahachiv would have said that, have amina, I would have thought, hani mili gabi maiser ilon, that this only applies to maiser on a tree, the ba'aris gufa midrabanan, where it's only a chiyuv midrabanan in Eretz Yisrael. Chiyuv bin haTorah of taking off of Meiser is the description of the Torah of Dagon Tirosh v'Yitzar and doesn't apply to all fruits. So maybe only there where we're talking about Meiser in which its own chiyuv is only midrabanan. Avol gabi arlo debaris midaraisa ema b'chutzaretz nami nigzar. Maybe we would make the gzeira as well in chutzaretz because when it comes to the chiyuv of arla, so there's a chiyuv d'oraisa, and then we would supplant that chiyuv as well to chutzlartz. Kamash malon, like we said, la'alacha, that there's something unique about the halacha Moshe Misinai that allows us to be makel. 7 lines from the bottom. Ravina ashka the marba ravashi de kazarek evyonis v'ka'ochel kafrisin. Ravina found marba ravashi that he was eating the kafrisin and throwing away the fruit. Amalei my daituch ki Rabbi Akiva the makel. You're following Rabbi Akiva's Mekel. The other Mark can be Shammai to Mekel Tfei. If you're going to be Mekel already, be Mekel like the opinion of Beis Shammai. Disnan Slav Beis Shammai Omrim Klayim Bikerim Ubeisil Omrim Ein Klayim Bikerim. This is Machlokes Beis Shammai Beisil. Whether Slav is subject to the halachos of Klayim Bikerim. We have a Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beisil. Whether it's possible for someone to violate Klayim, that means the mixture of vegetables and a vine is klayim in a kerem with tzlaf. Beis Shammai says that it is possible. Ubeis Hillel omrim ein klayim bekerem. Why? What's behind that machlokas? Rashi explains that if you hold that it can be klayim bekerem, you are assuming that tzlaf is a yerek, it's like vegetation. Hence, it will be subject to klayim bekerem. However, if you hold that as a din ilan, so there isn't the prohibition of mixing a tree with a vine. It's the vegetables with the vine that's problematic. Then the Mishnah continues. Elu ve'elu modin, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are modin shechayiv ba'arla, that you're chayiv in arla when it comes to tzlaf. The Gemara immediately qualifies and explains what is going on in this Mishnah, which appears at the end of the third pick of Klayim. Says the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha, Amrit Slav Beis Shammai Omrim Klayim Bikerim Alamin Yeriku. You're assuming, according to Beis Shammai, that's not subject to Klayim when it comes to Kerem because its Slav is considered like a vegetable. The Hadar Tani, and then you say, Modim Shechayim Barla. That's Chayiv in Arla. That means it has to be a fruit. Only a fruit is Chayiv in Arla. The Torah's description for the Chayiv of Arla is specifically in regards to a fruit. Says the Gemara, there's no problem. Holo kasha, Beis Shammai svuka masafkalu, va'avdi hachal chumra va'hachal chumra. Beis Shammai goes in chumra in both directions. In other words, he considered slaf on the one and fruit vis-a-vis arla. On the other, for klai kerem, you have to be machmer michoshtet to yerek. Mikol makom. Nevertheless, what emerges then, le'Beis Shammai havelei safek arla, that the most stringent position here holds that slaf is considered safek arla. Utnan, and we learned in a Mishnah in Kiddushin, it's also in Arla, Perikimel Mishnah Tess, in Kiddushin, the Sugi is found in Lamechesim and Beis, safek arla be'eret Yisrael Asur, ubesurya mutter, ubechutz la'aretz, yored v'lokeach, ubelvad shiyarenu lokeach. In chutz la'aretz, you could actually take the safek, however, it shouldn't be obvious that he's taking because people will err if they see him taking. So what do we see from here? That Beis Shammai is even more lenient when it comes to tzlaf in Chutz La'aretz because it's only a safek. So why did you evoke Rabbi Akiva's opinion that says that you need to take off Meiser on the Evyonos? According to Beis Shammai, there is a safek entirely and therefore you wouldn't have to take off at all. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva b'makom Rabbi Eliezer avdinon kavosei. When it comes to machlokas between Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Akiva is more makel when it comes to tzlaf, that you only have to take off from the avyonos, that will follow. Ubeishamai b'makom beis Hillel eina mishnah. However, we have a rule, a very important expression, which appears in Beitza and in Yevamos, and that is, Beishamai b'makom beis Hillel is not considered mishnah at all, it's not considered opinion at all. And therefore, even though according to Beishamai, what will emerge is you could be makel a lot when it comes to tzlas and chutzlars because it's only a suffix, we don't consider that as a valid position for halacha l'maisa. Hence, when we discussed Rav Yehuda Merav's actions about tzlaf and chutzlaretz, Beis Shammai's opinion is not mentioned. So what emerges now is that when it comes to the tzlaf, the only part that's considered a fruit is actually the evyonos. And for them, you have to take off trumos and maisros. And for them, you have to be machmir for arla. But when it comes to the kafrisin, then the shell that's around it, you could be makel. That's what emerged from our previous Gemara. Asks our Gemara, v'tepikle, but I have another reason to be machmir. Denasa shomer lepri. The kafrisin are a shomer, a protect the fruit. V'rana omar v'araltam arlato espirio, es hatafel apirio. Chazal darshin, that since it says espirio, it's coming to include something, and that is the outer shell. What is tafel to it? Umayniu shomer lepri. That's coming to include the shomer lepri, coming to tell us that the halacha is that you be chayiv for arla, even for the shomer lepri. So how could it be that we could use Rabbi Akiva's rule in regards to Meiser when it comes to arla, the halacha is different? Defends Rava. Seven lines on the top of the Vavam base. Amar Rava hechamri in the nasa shomer lepri. When do we say that it becomes a shomer lepri? Hecha the isa bein betalish bein mechaber. Hacha b'mechuber isa b'talush leisa. Here, when it comes to the kafrisin, it falls off. When do we say something's tafel lepri? Let's take an orange peel, for example. So that sticks on the whole time. So the halacha of arla applies since the orange peel is inexorably connected to the fruit. However, this is not inexorably connected to the fruit because it falls off. Hence, the halacha is that it's going to be potur from arla. The kafrisin is going to be exempt. The Gemara now asks a strong question on the distinction that we had made, that if something is going to last on the fruit, so then in such a case, it's considered part of the fruit for a chiyuv of arla. Eisvei Abaye asks the following strong kasha. When it comes to a pomegranate, Rashi explains that the pomegranate as well has parts of it that resemble the tzlaf and the kafrisin. Pitma shel rimon. The pitum of the rimon is like its crown, the top of the rimon. So that mitzarefet, that joins together with the fruit. Now here we're talking about, this is a mishnah in uktzin where we're discussing combining together for tumas ochlin. So the pitum combines together. Vahanet shelo. However, when it comes to the nets is this outer shell that protects the rimon and its pitim, ein mitzarif. It doesn't combine. Midikamar hanetz shelo ein mitzarif. When we say that the nets does not join together for tumas ochlim, amo delav ochelu. It's clear we're not considering it ochel. Yet v'tana gabi arla klipe rimon v'hanetz shelo. We say that the klipe rimon and its nets klipe goes in margarin and chayav and barla. And I thought you just got to be saying that the definition of something that's considered a peel is if it falls off, and we know it falls off and it's not considered a ochel when it comes to tzirif ochlin, yet it's still chayiv in arla. So how can you say that the reason why the kafrisin are not chayiv in arla because they fall off, even when it falls off, the nates of a rimon is still considered part of the es hatafel apri that's chayiv in arla? Elama Rava, Rava then says you have to say a different pshat of why the kafrisin, the shell of the tzlaf, is not chayiv in arla. Hechamrin denasalu shom lepri, hecha di isa b'shas gmar pira. When is it considered shom lepri? Even if it falls off, if it's there when the fruit is completing. Hai kafris leisa b'shas gmar pira. The kafris is not there at the time that it finishes becoming ripe. Says Gemara, is that so? Eini, va'amr av nachma amr av arvua, hani maskla d'arla asiri, Hoil v'nasu sham l'pri. Asks the Gemara, Amy, but that doesn't work. V'ha amar Rav Nachman, amar Rabba Barava, hani mischili da'arla asiri. Mischili is the shell that goes around a date. Very similar, Rashi says it's the same thing, of kafrisin for a tzlas. It's asur hol v'nasu shomer l'pri. Since it's considered a shomer l'pri. And we know v'shomer l'pri eimat have, when is it work as something that protects the pri? Because only when it's very small, v'kakari lei shomer l'pri. And nevertheless, we call it something that guards the pri. So what emerges from here is that it's considered a shomer l'pri, even when it guards it when it's very small, and not when it becomes ripe. The Gemara says no. We are following in the psak of Rav Nachman a very interesting shita. Rav Nachman sava like Rav Yossi. Rav Nachman follows the opinion of Rav Yossi that says that a fruit, even when it's very small, is still considered a fruit. It's not. As we learned in the Mishnah in Arla, Rabbi Yossi Omer, smadar, a flower, asur mipnei shu pri. A flower before it buds. When it comes to grapes, Rashi explains that when they're very small, they bud like a flower. And Rabbi Yossi says they're already considered a pri and asur for Arla. Hence, the rule of thumb is that in order for a peel to be chayiv, it has to be there when the fruit is considered a fruit. Rav Nachman was following the position of Rabbi Yossi, who defines that stage very early on. Upligi Rabbanan Aleh, and the Rabbanan disagree on that early stage as qualified as a fruit, but the only time kafrisin or any other peel would be considered a shomer lepri and be chayiv in Arla is if it becomes a shomer lepri when the fruit is an actual fruit, and not if it falls off beforehand. So the reason why kafrisin is not going to be chayiv is because it falls off before the fruit is considered a fruit. And that's the opinion of the Rabbanan. And that's what the Gemara means by us when it says, Upligi Rabbanan Aleh. Now the Gemara will reject and say the Rabbanan also don't disagree with Rabbi Yossi. Even when something is very early on, it's still considered a fruit, and therefore the kafrisin should also be chayiv for that reason as well, even if it falls off before the fruit is complete. The Gemara brings this as an elaborate proof from the Mishnah in Shvius. Maskif la Rav Simi min Hardoi uber shar ilani mi pligi Rabban Aleh. Do the Rabbanan disagree and say that by a small fruit, the halacha is that it's not considered a fruit, and therefore the kafrisin that fall off when it's small is not considered a shomer l'pri, but not. Didn't we learn when it comes to cutting down fruits during the year of Shemitah? When can you not cut down trees during Shemitah? Because you are wasting the fruits. The Torah says, Tishmetenu le'achla, and Chazal darshan le'achla v'lo lehefsid, as Rashi explains over here, that the fruits cannot be wasted, and for that reason, the trees cannot be cut down if the fruits are going to be wasted. Beishamay Omrim, when is the time it's considered fruits? Kol ilanos mishiyotziyu. All of the trees, the moment that the fruits begin to come out. Ubeisil Omrim, Beisil says, hacharuvin mishiyasharshu. A later stage, when it comes to the caribs, that's when you see inside of them a string of the fruits. Vahagifanim, and when it comes to the vines, mishiyigru. When they are as large as what is called as a garua, which the Gemara will later explain what that is. Vahazesim, and when it comes to the olives, mishiyanitsu, when it reaches its crown, spreads out around it. Ushar kol ilonos, and all the other trees, mishiyotziu, when their fruits come out. Vamar Ravasi, and Ravasi said, in regards to the shear of garua that we had mentioned for the grapes, who bosar, that is the same size of what's called for as the grapes of bosar, who garua, that's what is garua is, who pul halavon, and that is the size of a pul halav. Pul halavan is a certain type of legume. The Gemara clarifies. Pul halavan salkadaita. Do you mean that it is a pul halavan? There are two different things. That's a legume. Elema shi'uro kipul halavan. It's the shear of a pul halavan. Man shamisle de ma'amar boser in smadar lo. Who is the man da'amar who said that it only becomes considered like a fruit when it reaches the size of bosar, as we said, in regards to the grape, that garua is the same size of a part of a grape that's called a bosar. That's a grape that's already a grape, but it's a little bit young. Rabbanon, that's the Rabbanon. Uktani, and yet the Rabbanon also say, Shar kar lilanos, mishiyotziu, all other fruits, is the moment that it comes out, it's considered a pre. So that means that when it comes to a slap, the moment it comes out, it's a pre, and therefore the kafrisin should be a shomer of the pre. Elomar Rava, Rava says, you got to answer, the reason why kafrisin is not chayiv in arla is for a totally different reason. Hey, chamrin, to have a shomer of the pre. When is it considered shomer lepri? Whether it's when it's necessary for the life of the fruit. When it comes to the kafrisin, so then in such a case the fruit will not die. The Gemara brings this point out. Have uvde v'shakla l'neitz d'rimona v'yaveish rimona. They removed the crown of the rimon, and it died. V'shaklu l'pircha d'bitza v'kayim bitza. But they removed kafrit of the eviona, and it still lasted. Some take out the girsa, some do not. We will read it. It is a discussion. V'hilchasa k'mar b'ravashi. The halach is like mar b'ravashi. D'zorikas avionos v'achos ha'kafrisin. He allowed to eat the kafrisin. U'm'degabe arlalav pirinimu. And since it's not considered a pre vis-a-vis arla, legabe brachos namila pirininu, for else it's also not considered a fruit, velo mevarchino la bor priya eitz, and you don't make on the kafrisin a eitz, ela bor priya dama. Rather, the bracha that is made is a bor priya dama. Bezras Hashem, we conclude daf lamed vav over here a little bit early with Palpali, right before the medium-sized lines on Lamed Vav and Beis. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow we will continue to catch up. And now, Bezer Hashem, we go to the Dvar Halacha. The first Halacha topic from Daf Lamed Vav revolves around the Sugya of Korah, and it is the topic of those fruits. Fruits here we're not calling halachic fruits, but those products of the ground that grow like a tree but are eaten, what a bracha does one make? Particularly, there's something that's become very popular today that's called heart of palm. Heart of palm grows as a tree. And when the arms and the branches are cut off of the tree ultimately dies, and these branches are eaten and are called heart of palm. Another example of that is bamboo shoots. They are grown in a manner that's similar to the bamboo that's used for schach in a sukkah, but of course they're smaller, and many of you are familiar that they're inside of a salad. Question is, what bracha does one make on the heart of palms? Finally, we need to discuss as well what bracha is appropriate to sugar cane. Now, bamboo shoots and heart of palms were not discussed by the Rishonim. Sugar cane is, we will go to it last. We will first discuss the phenomenon of the heart of palm because it really emerges directly from our Gemara, Alamed Vav, Amid Aleph. When it came to Korah, Korah was on the Gemara, Alamed Vav, Amid Aleph, and that is the extension of a date tree. Its branches, which when they're soft, are eaten and later become hard. We have a machlokis between Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, where the bracha is a shahakol or a borei pri ha'adama. As is clear from the concluding words of the Gemara, we paskin like Shmuel that says that it's a shahakol mia bidvaro. And the reason for it, the Gemara told us, the rationale of Shmuel was, two distinct reasons. Number one, in the Havamina was hol v'sofa l'hakshos, it's going to eventually get hard. But note that the Gemara rejects that and says that a radish also eventually gets hard. And the Gemara concludes, because lo nati inchi adaita dekora. People do not plant the date tree for the korah to be eaten, but rather they plant it for the dates. B'chol hecha delo nati inchi adaita dehachilom v'achina alah. And that's why it's not going to get a bore pri adam. Now, heart of palms would also fall into that same category as well. If we would focus on the fact that it's going to become hard, both heart of palms and it could very well be bamboo shoots do get hard as well. For that reason, one would therefore argue that it falls into the category of shahakol mia bidvaro. However, in Sefer Vezos HaBracha, on page 298, they point out it's gufa tolui in the shakel v'tarei lara gemara. The Gemara rejected the rationale sofo lahakshos for Shmuel. For that reason, one would make a shakel as well on heart of palm and bamboo shoots. However, the Gemara ultimately said that the reason why we make a shakel on the korah is because lo nati inchi adaita dehachi. People did not plant it for that purpose. Since people did not plant it for that purpose, the halacha is that only gets a shakel. However, the heart of palms are planted entirely for the fruit, which is cut off early. In such a case, the halacha would be that the heart of palms should get a borei pri adama. However, there's another question that needs to be asked. If we're going to say that we view it as a fruit because of nati inchi adaita dehachi, then why does it get a borei pri adama? It's a tree. If it's a tree, then in such a case, it should get a borei pri ha'eitz. Now, there are a few reasons that the Sefer Zos HaBracha says that you do not make a borei pri ha'eitz on the heart of palms. However, we will focus on one of them, and that is the opinion of the Be'er Halacha in Siman Reish Beis in Sif Tezvav in explaining the psak of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch of why it is that someone who sucks on sugar cane makes a shahakol. The Mechaber writes in Siman Reish Beis Sif Tezvav al asukar mevar shahakol v'chein hamotzeitz kanim misukas misukos shahakol. And also someone who sucks on sugarcane, the bracha is a shahakol. Now that is a big machlokas rishonim. See the tour over there. But this is how we paskin lahalacha. Says the Be'er Halacha, the position of the Rambam is that you do not make a bracha of borei pri ha'eitz on something, even if it comes from a tree, if it's not also a pri, if its constitution is not as a fruit. If you're eating something that is really a branch, even if it's the primary purpose of that branch, like it is in sugarcane, you never give it the bracha of borei pri ha'eitz. And that is the reason why the Rambam says it doesn't even borei pri adama either, because it's not even a pri adama. When it comes to the heart of palms, so therefore, one of the reasons that the heart of palms, even though it grows on a tree, and it is, one could argue, the primary purpose of the tree, not the inish adaita dehachi, nevertheless, if it is not a fruit, so then on the guf hageza, on the trunk, and the eighth itself, you do not make a bracha of borei pri ha'eitz. Be'er Halacha brings a raya from another part of our daf, and that is that one does not make a bracha of borei pri ha'eitz on the olive and the tmoros of the tzlaf because they're not the primary fruit. If it's not the primary fruit in such a case and it has to be a fruit, so then in such a case the bracha is not going to be a borei pri ha'eitz, and most will be a borei pri adama, and in sugar cane, the bracha lahalacha is a shahakol, because at the end of the day, for the Rambam, it's not considered a fruit at all. In contrast to the heart of palms or the bamboo shoots, so then in such a case, we view the heart of palms as product of the tree, even though it's not a pri, and therefore we'll get a bar pri adama. And it, when it comes to the sugar cane, it seems that the Rambam was mechadesh as a safek. The Beis Yosef accepts this, that it's even less than a fruit than when it comes to the kafrisin or the tamaros of the tzlaf or even the heart of palms, and its bracha is going to be a shahako. Our second topic, la halacha, from Daf Lamed Vav, is the bracha on pits and seeds from fruits. On the top of Lamed Vav on the base, we had learned, the Gemara expressly had stated, that when it comes to the peels of fruits, as well as the pits of fruits, they are chayiv in the halacha of Arla. Taisus on the top of Lamed Vav on the base says that for that reason also, the bracha on pits as well and seeds would be a borei pri ha'etz. The Rajba disagrees. The Rajba says that this Xeris HaKosuv applies specifically to tell us that even though it's not a fruit, it's chayiv in Arla, but did not mean to go so far as to say that the bracha should be a borei pri ha'etz. In Simen Reish Beis, Siv Gimel, the Mechaber paskins like Tosas. Garine peros, imhei mesukim, if they are sweet, mevarech alehem borei pri ha'etz. Then the bracha is ha'etz. Vimhei marim, but if they're bitter, einam mevarech alehem klal, then they don't get a bracha. Vimiskan al yedei ha'ar, mevarech alehem shakol, nia bedvaro. And if it is improved by adding something to it and by cooking them, then the bracha is going to be a shakol. So the Mechaber rules that a garin, a pit, or for that matter, we could also discuss sunflower seeds, which are edible without being miskan al yedei ha'ar, get its original bracha. It happens to be sunflower seeds don't grow from a tree, and therefore it gets a borei pri adama, but it does not get a borei pri eitz, but gets a borei pri ha'adama. The Mechaber, of course, is paskening like Tosfos, who says that it retains its original bracha. However, it should be noted that the Mishnah Brura quotes that there are many who hold like the position that we said in the name of the Rajba, and they are the Evin Ozer, the Pri Chodosh, the Panim Meiros. And the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura is V'harbe Achronim Cholkim Al Zeh. The law of Kipri Gufa, Ve'enim Varchalem Ela Bar Pri Adama, Ve'chein Haskamas Hagra. Ve'im Birech Bar Pri Eitz Yatsa B'di'evet. It seems like the Mishnah Brura is leaning a little bit to the direction of the Gra and others, that the Bracha should be a Bar Pri Adama as opposed to a Bar Pri Eitz, and it's really the Machlokis between our Tosos and the Rajbo. However, there is a very important point that could be missed, that everybody agrees, and could be misunderstood when simply reading the Lashon of the Mechaber and the Mishnah Brura over here. The Piskei Tshuvas deserves a lot of credit, that the whole discussion over here is when we have something that is tafel to the pri, and that is that you have the seeds, that the Rajba says that even if it's chayv in Arla, since it's not the ikar fruit, then in such a case, the bracha would be a borei pri ha'adama and not a borei pri ha'etz. What happens if it is grown, the fruits are grown, particularly in order to cultivate the seeds? For example, watermelon seeds. Say Piskei Tshuvas claims that type of seed is actually primarily planted for the actual seed itself. In such a case, everybody would agree that it gets the primary bracha of the fruit. And that emerges from the Be'er Halacha and Dibur HaMaskil Gar'inei Peros as well. The only time we would say that it doesn't get its original bracha, In other words, the bracha of the fruit that it's in is if it's secondary, as in the opinion of the Rajba and the Gra. It is interesting to note that there is a third sheet out there that doesn't emerge when reading the Mishnah Berurah. It's quoted by the Piskei Tshuvos and is advanced very strongly in a Sefer Shashua Ephraim by a Rav here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Rav Ephraim Kirshenbaum, as well as a Rosh Kollel and a Shatorah, where he argues that the bracha should actually be a shahako, according to many Rishonim, clearly against the Tosos. However, that shita should be studied as well. It seems that the middle position of the Mishnah Berurah is the standard one, but those who follow the Mechaber as well will not be mazik. And what emerges is that seeds, according to Mechaber, get ha'etz. According to Rajba and the Gra, they get ha'adama. Even the Rajba and the Gra would agree that if it was planted, the fruit was planted primarily for its seeds or peel, in such a case, then it would get the original bracha. And there is this minority opinion out there who says that the bracha is going to be shahakol. Be'ezer Hashem, we conclude the halacha section on Daf Lamed Vav.